What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game in the Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heat, and Cooling and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. It's great to be back. D-Mays, Willie Donick, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. It's great to have you back.
Good to be back.
Doing well. Glad to be back home, too.
You brought this rain.
Yeah.
I'm blaming it on you, on Willie.
It needs to clear up by this afternoon. We got a little high school baseball we need to get in today.
This show's just been all over the place now, haven't we? Nick Kieser is here as well. Nick, how we doing?
We are well rested, you and I both, but I'm glad to be here.
Happy to have you back, Nick. So we will have Jonathan Hutton joining us in 1 hour, as he always does on Wednesdays. We'll get his thoughts on the recent moves with the Titans. But I was out over the weekend. I was on a beach trip with my family, thinking, you know, it'll be a good weekend to just unplug, you know, not think about things for a little bit, enjoy spending time with my family on the beach. But I was haunted the entire weekend because I couldn't stop thinking about the conversations that we were having on Friday about Kevin Byard. The Titans asked him to take a pay cut. He said, no, I'm not going to take a pay cut. And I'm thinking about the discussions that we've had about Derrick Henry, the Titans shopping Derrick Henry, the conversations that the Titans have had with Jeffrey Simmons, even going all the way back last year when Jeffrey Simmons said, you know, they want to pay me, but they don't know how they're going to pay me. Just all of these conversations about the star players for the Tennessee Titans and conversations that we've been having for months and months and months now, starting with Ryan Tannehill's contract, Jeffrey Simmons' contract, Derrick Henry getting quote-unquote shopped, Kevin Byard being asked to take a pay cut, and all of this stuff, I just couldn't stop thinking about why.
First of all, did you honestly think during March Madness you could just have a nice relaxing weekend at the beach without having some kind of sports excitement? This is March we're talking about.
Absolutely not, because I watched plenty of March Madness while I was away, and it was a lot of fun. It was a good time to be able to watch those games with my dad. But I just kept thinking about it, and I couldn't get away from it. And I was like, look at me, I'm sitting on the beach, and I'm thinking about Kevin Byard's contract. Why are the Titans asking all of these players either to take pay cuts? Why are they shopping Derrick Henry? Why are they telling Jeffrey Simmons that they're not going to be, that they don't know how they're going to be able to pay them? And of course, that was under the John Robinson regime, so things may have changed. But I keep asking myself, why? Is the money not there? Do they not want to spend money? Like, does Amy Adams Strunk look at the stadium deal coming up in the next few years and say, okay, well, I need to save my money for that? And to that I say, well, that's not very good ownership if you're prioritizing the new stadium over paying your players and being competitive right now, which is what Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon has said that they want to do. Is the money not there?
I'm not going to say that the money isn't there.
And I don't know that for sure, yeah, but I'm just trying to rationalize.
I think they have money to do the things that they want to do and necessarily need and need to do. But this team is not going to, because it's not like this was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, where the team 3 years ago, it was almost right there. It was maybe they were a few players away. Then they went and got those players. And then they thought, okay, we're one more player away. And what did they do? They go get Julio Jones and they spend that money. So they thought, okay, by spending this money, and frankly, I believe a lot of NFL teams think this way when they are at that point where they've built, because if you look at what the Titans have done systematically, let's just say since right before Vrabel has gotten there, they went and got core players, guys that they thought and believed could lead this franchise to, you know, the promised land, so to speak, the Super Bowl. And each year through the draft and through free agency, they added these guys. And they built up their defense, which was one of the worst in the National Football League, to one of the best. And then they started operating on the offensive side of the ball based upon their identity and who they are as a franchise. They are a hard-nosed, run-based team. That's just who they are. They've always been that way, at least since, you know, I've been associated with the organization. So they built it slowly that way. They went and got the offensive line, so to speak. They went and got their running back. They thought they had their quarterback in Marcus Mariota. They come to find out they didn't. So they had to not necessarily reset, but had to sort of retool that one position, the quarterback position. So they, what do? They go out and they paid to get Ryan Tannehill. That was a big payment for them. Why? Because they thought that, okay, if we get that quarterback that can not lose us game, but win us games, we got Derrick Henry in the backfield. This offensive line is growing. They're getting better. Our defense is getting where it's supposed to be, where we believe it should be. Now all we have to do is sort of add pieces, spend money and add pieces, because a lot of these guys were on their first contract. And that's what they did. They spent the money to go get, you know, Julio Jones. They spent the money to go get a Bud Dupree later on. And when it didn't work, they had to reset again. And they're going to do what they did the first time. They're not going to go out and spend a bunch of money. They're going to do this systematically so they can have a longer period of winning instead of having this short period like the, i.e. the L.A. Rams. You know, they went all in. They got their Super Bowl. Look at what they're, look what's going on with them right now.
Rough.
It's rough for them. The Titans don't want to go down that route. Each opportunity they've had, whether it be a Super Bowl, AFC Championship game, they built their team through the draft and bringing in solid free agents, whether it was the year we went to the Super Bowl and ultimately, you know, again, the AFC Championship game, to when they had the number one seed, when they were, you know, with CJ and all those guys, they built it through the draft. And then even this situation that they're in now, they built through the draft and they added free agency. They added the guys in a sense, they didn't overpay for a lot of guys, in a sense. But when they figured, hey, listen, we are at least one or two guys away, then they spent the money. And it didn't work. So now they're starting all over again. And they're going to build through the draft and through free agency. They're not going to pay, you know, an enormous amount of money to bring in free agents. They're building this team so, you know, in the next few years, they're going to be a contending team. I believe that's how they look at it.
I think we've been hitting on this really for the last few weeks as the picture has become clearer. We asked the question from the start. Is this a team that can win the AFC next year, even if they run it back? I think especially with the holes they have, the money they have to spend in the cap, it's clear that they're better off retooling. And I think that's what's happening here. I don't think it's a matter of, you know, being cheap or anything like that. I do think it's going to be probably more difficult for them than some franchises to get the cash flow for Jeffrey Simmons, which is definitely the priority for everything. But I don't think we should be surprised. This is just father time. This is reality. Like you said, Derek, this goes in cycles. And when you have a 30-year-old safety, a 29-year-old running back making the salary cap hit they have, those contracts have to be addressed. They've got tough choices ahead. We probably should have realized this earlier. I think we've been sort of coming to this conclusion gradually, but I think most people that are seeing what's happening here, you just look where you are in the grand scheme and you ask yourself, do we have the horses here? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, then you're better off doing what they're doing here or what it looks like they're doing.
And the amount of money, or I guess not a ton of money that they have spent in free agency, mm-hmm. that to me is not a surprise. I think we talked about that going into free agency, is let's not expect any massive blockbuster moves that are going to be at the bottom of the marquee on SportsCenter. There's not going to be a Julio Jones-esque kind of trade that just sends shockwaves throughout the NFL. The Titans just weren't going to go do that. They weren't going to go get Orlando Brown in free agency. They weren't going to go get some of these really high cap hit recognizable names in free agency. And I think we all kind of knew that, understood that, and honestly, we're okay with it. I thought that was the smartest thing for the Titans to do. Quit overpaying for free agents. Like you said, build your team through the draft, supplement your team through free agency. Mm-hmm. I think that's the smartest way that a football team can be built. And in college, it's the same way. Build your team through recruiting, and then you add via the transfer portal. But what I don't get is the pinching of the pennies for the contracts that are already on the books. Mm-hmm. Pinching of the pennies for the salaries for players that have been consistently contributing for this football team. I look at Derrick Henry and Kevin Byard. You're shopping Derrick Henry. Why? You say he's too expensive. Okay, but Derrick Henry has been a cornerstone for your organization. You ask Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. Well, Kevin Byard has been consistently available for this football team almost throughout the entirety of his career. He has been consistently producing for this football team. He is a consistent leader in this locker room. Those are two guys that are, when you think of the Tennessee Titans, you think of Derrick Henry and Kevin Byard and their attitudes and how tough they are and how they will do anything to win football games. So it's not as much about not spending money in free agency. I'm cool with that. But what is it? What are they trying to get to? What number are they trying to get down to that they are asking to take pay cuts, or they're shopping around Derrick Henry to get those salaries off the books? What are they saving money for?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. And, you know, I guess we will find out as the offseason continues to go and as the season goals and ultimately what they do around this time next year. But to me, it has nothing to do with the player. It just doesn't. And, you know, every team comes to this realization with a guy that has been with their organization for a long time. It's, okay, he has a high – it's not necessarily even cap number. He has a high number that we have to pay him, monies that we have to pay him during the season,
yeah.
$13, $14, $15 million. And they're just looking at it from the standpoint of, okay, yes, this player has been wonderful for us. Yes, he's been a leader in our room. But, you know, the bottom line is the bottom line. You see it every day in the working world where people are getting fired and then replaced by cheaper labor. That's just how it is. And don't think that the NFL or the NBA or NHL or MLB, they're immune to it. They do the same things, but we just look at it totally different. It's what makes sense for that organization. And if they're asking a guy to take a pay cut, then there's a reason why they're asking him to take a pay cut. They're not going to tell us the necessary
reason. It's obvious. It's obvious. Kevin Byard has never played at 19.6. This will be by far
the highest
cap. Yeah, they've pushed the pile back. They've kicked the can down the road, as Teron said.
Yep.
And so the bill is due. That's way
Rand
too much money. That's way too much money for a 30-year-old safety. Same thing with Derrick Henry. They kicked the can down the road last year, 16.3. He's never played at 16.3. He's 29. According to SpotRec, they have $6.5 million against the cap. That's all the space they have. There's still a lot of holes to be filled. They haven't drafted anybody yet. They haven't signed Simmons yet. They got to get those numbers down somehow. They don't have enough money. They're up against the cap.
And I understand the whole thing of, you know, whether you believe the cap is a definite cap or hard cap. You don't believe in a cap. You can finagle the cap or whatever.
Well, it's when do you want to pay the bill? That's what
exactly.
It is.
It's there. You're going to eventually have to pay it regardless. So whether you continue to kick it down the road, Rand is probably thinking, like, listen, if I was the GM last year, I wouldn't have done this. Because I know eventually, as the player get older, if we keep on kicking the can down the road, it's going to come back and bite us eventually. So if we can lower the number now, keep them, that'd be better for us. May not necessarily be better for Kevin Byard or Derrick Henry in regards to the monies they were owed, but it's better for the organization, and that's all they care about. What's good for the organization?
Yep.
What's the bottom line for the organization? They love him as a player. You know? But it's what's good for the organization moving forward. That's basically what it is. And if they feel that Kevin Byard taking a pay cut is what's good for the organization, then they're going to come to him and ask him to take a pay cut. Last year, when they reworked the contract, they thought it was best for them to rework it, give him some money up front, and push it down the line. Okay, that was best for the organization. It turned out to be good for the player, but they weren't looking at it from that standpoint. They were looking at it from the standpoint of what's best for the organization moving forward.
Because they were in a window to win, and now I'm not sure they're in the window to win. So it might be better to pay the bill.
Yeah, you got to pay it.
Because Kevin Byard already restructured his contract twice, or it already was.
That's why it's 19.6.
Restructured twice. Yeah. This John Robinson kicked it and kicked it and kicked it. And D-Mace, to your point, they kicked it down the line because they were in a window to win. So they could go out and get the Julio Joneses and go out and get the pieces to help them win right away. So now they're at the point where Kevin Byard does have a big cap hit, yes, but how important is Kevin Byard to your football team? Because you can restructure things around and you can create cap space. And if your priority is keeping Kevin Byard in this football team, they can do that. Now, if they don't want to, that's a completely different story. But I keep wondering, okay, what are they saving for? What are they opening up money for? The cap is absolutely on the table. Mm-hmm. But could they be saving money or opening up space to bring in a massive signing? We'll get into that coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. Hey, the Preds have a game tomorrow night, and it is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you correctly guess a Predators player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, then you will win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate in Pick to Click tomorrow morning at 8:45 a.m. with Robbie and Rex Road. So I know that Titans fans have felt very, concerned or nervous about the state of the franchise and where it's in, because there has been very nerve-wracking news that has come out over the last few weeks about Jeffrey Simmons and the contract negotiations, that they were shopping Derrick Henry, and now the latest news that they asked Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. So I keep asking myself, what are they saving the money for? They currently are under the cap. They can make other moves to make themselves even more under the cap to, fill the holes that they currently have. So I keep asking, what are they saving money for? Is it simply to just, kick it down the line and build for the future? Or is there a big time signing coming down the line in the next couple of weeks? Is there going to be a massive move that the Titans are going to make for the 2023 season? Now, I don't think so. I never thought that they were going to. I thought it was going to be a fairly modest offseason for the Tennessee Titans. Until I heard Jeremy Fowler on SportsCenter earlier this week. This was Jeremy Fowler.
So what's happening now behind the scenes?
The teams have to contact him directly if they want to negotiate. Yeah. And it's my understanding that the NFL Management Council provides his information to all 32 teams. So they got his cell phone, his office phone, whatever it is, they can contact him. So right now there's no real firm offer sheet for Lamar Jackson that I'm aware of. Teams are probably slow playing this. The draft could be a good indicator, because you have a team like, say, the Colts at number 4. If they feel like they can't get the quarterback of the future they want in the draft, maybe they pivot to Lamar Jackson. The Jets, should they strike out with Aaron Rodgers? Certainly that's not expected, but they could pivot. And then you got some wild cards like a Tennessee or a New England, teams that like to run the ball. You never know.
Okay, there you go. There's Jeremy Fowler of the weekend on SportsCenter about Lamar Jackson's potential next landing spot. Now, I never, ever, ever, ever thought the Titans would be players for Lamar Jackson. There's just too many boxes that need to be checked, too much that you have to give up in order to get Lamar Jackson. But that was Jeremy Fowler saying a wild card team could be Tennessee. Now, I don't think that the Titans are players for Tennessee, for Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. But your thoughts?
No chance.
Yeah,
zero.
They're not going to go down that road of getting Lamar Jackson. Not because of the talent of the player, because I believe he's an extreme talent. And I'm not with this notion that he can't play. There has to be a specific system that he plays in. Hell no. The kid knows how to throw the football. Just give him some weapons around him. They say that about Jalen Hurts, and look what happened. I mean, just put some weapons around him and let him in the way you go. So I'm not going to prescribe to, he only fits in a certain system. They're not going to do it because it's just too much money. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants guaranteed money. And the Titans already are looking at guys that are on their roster and asking them to take pay cuts. What makes you think then they got to pay Jeffrey Simmons? And more than likely, hopefully it'll be, you know, within the next month or so, 2 months. So they got to pay Jeffrey Simmons. You think they're going out and as they may love Lamar Jackson, but they don't love that they would potentially have to pay him, you know, upwards of $200 million guaranteed or close to it and give up draft picks. They're not doing that.
No chance.
It wasn't there. They didn't draft him, you know. I could see if they had drafted him, then maybe they would be in a better position to figure out, okay, should we keep him or should we not? What do we do as a franchise? But they didn't draft him. This is not their guy. So they're not going to go out and give up two draft picks, first round, and pay him upwards of $200 million, all guaranteed. They love the talent. I'm sure every club loved the talent, but they don't love that they would have to essentially give up two first round draft picks and pay you. I don't care if this was Joe Burrow. I don't care if it was anybody other than Patrick Mahomes. They're not in the business of getting up two first rounders and paying you guaranteed $200+ million. Now, if there was no guarantee involved in here, then maybe there's a likelihood of a lot of teams would still be involved in this. But even the great ones besides Patrick Mahomes, and even Patrick Mahomes to an extent, some teams will pull out like, man, that's too rich for our blood. So they may love the talent of Lamar Jackson, but they don't love the price that would come with having to get him on this team, two first-round draft picks, and pay him all that money.
It'd be a total waste of time and energy because you'd have to put a poison pill. You'd have to overpay so that the Ravens wouldn't match the offer. If you give him a reasonable offer for what he's worth, Ravens will match it. You've just wasted whatever time you had putting that together. If you overpay him, then A, you've overpaid him. You're guaranteeing money to a guy that is who he is. He's an excellent player. So it's got nothing to do with him, the player. It's overpaying for anybody. You don't want to do that, especially a quarterback. And you're giving up two first-round picks. And, by the way, Ryan Tannehill is still under contract. You got to do something with him. We just got done talking about where they are in the universe right now in the AFC and where they are with their salary cap. I have no idea what Jeremy Fowler is smoking. So let's go back to SportsCenter's got airtime to fill. They're talking football. Who are the teams? Oh, the Titans like to run the ball. So let's throw the Titans in the list. That's not a report. That's not talking to the Titans people and saying, yeah, we got an interest. We're going to make a move for Lamar Jackson. That's just throwing a team out into the space and not having it challenged. There is zero chance. Zero that the Titans will go after Lamar Jackson. He's going to end up on the Ravens.
I didn't think there was any shot either.
Zero.
I didn't think the Titans would be willing to put forward what it would take to get Lamar Jackson. And to be honest with you, I don't think that there is a single team of 31 teams that don't have Lamar Jackson currently under contract that would be willing to put forth the money in order to get Lamar Jackson. The Jets might be the only one if and only if things with Aaron Rodgers fall through and they're scrambling and they're thinking we got our whole fan base excited about the quarterback of you know, the next couple of years, an elite quarterback, and we're just going to have to bite the bullet and offer Lamar Jackson $200 million guaranteed. That is the only way that I see Lamar Jackson not going back to the Ravens. But whenever I see, bookies.com, which, to be completely honest, no disrespect to bookies.com, never heard of it
before.
What
are they doing? That makes zero sense what they put out there.
The Titans have the second best odds to land Lamar Jackson, second only to the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens have plus 225 odds.
Sucker bet.
The Titans have plus 400. For it to be that close, I mean, it has 20% better odds than any other team in the NFL to land Lamar Jackson. So I'm wondering, is there any juice to that, or is that simply just, the Titans run the ball and might not be totally happy with Ryan Tannehill moving forward, so they're looking for their next quarterback
You know why they are. The odds are what they are, because if you look, hell, I would have thought that, you know, the Commanders' odds would be higher than the Titans, seeming they're right down the street from Baltimore. They would probably, Daniel Snyder would probably love to stick it to the Ravens if he can try to get Lamar, because he's selling the team anyway. So he get Lamar, he's gone. So why isn't, and then Washington needs a quarterback, and they're not high enough in the draft to pick their future quarterback. So why wouldn't they make a run at Lamar Jackson? So to me, teams like, you know, Carolina, potentially the Commanders, they should be much higher than what the Tennessee Titans are. I don't get it, but it goes back to this perception of, and listen, I don't blame them, because the Ravens set up this offense, you know, more so of a run-based offense with the quarterback having the ability to run and everything else. So he only played within the offense that was designed for him to play in. Not to say he can't play in another offense. That's like saying, you know, just because you played in San Francisco's type of offense, you can't then go to another offense and be productive as a receiver. That's an asinine statement to me. It's like, I've only played in this offense. Not that I can't play in another offense. It's just, I've been here my whole career, you know. So if I do go to another offense, then maybe things change. Maybe it doesn't. But to just assume that, you know, just because this offense is vastly different from the offense that he's running, oh, he can't, you know, I'm not going to pin him to another team, because I'm only going to pin him to teams that are run-based teams. To me, that's a lazy way of trying to throw teams in there, because there's really not a team other than the Baltimore Ravens.
And it's funny, because that's not even what Ryan Tannehill does.
Exactly.
He's not, I don't think Ryan Tannehill, a run-first quarterback.
Exactly.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. D-Mace, you bring a fair point about Lamar Jackson and the system that would come with him. So I don't think the Titans are going to get Lamar Jackson. I don't think either of you think that the Titans are going to get Lamar Jackson. It's because of the list, the checklist of all the boxes that you would have to check off in order to go get Lamar Jackson and then bring Lamar Jackson into the system. And we'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Billy, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game.
So what's happening now behind the scenes?
The teams have to contact him directly if they want to negotiate. Yeah. And it's my understanding that the NFL Management Council provides his information to all 32 teams. So they got his cell phone, his office phone, whatever it is, they can contact him. So right now there's no real firm offer sheet for Lamar Jackson that I'm aware of. Teams are probably slow playing this. The draft could be a good indicator, because you have a team like, say, the Colts at number 4. If they feel like they can't get the quarterback of the future they want in the draft, maybe they pivot to Lamar Jackson. The Jets, should they strike out with Aaron Rodgers? Certainly that's not expected, but they could pivot. And then you got some wild cards like a Tennessee or a New England, teams that like to run the ball. You never know.
There you go. That was Jeremy Fowler on SportsCenter. Says, I don't know, a wild card team for Lamar Jackson could be the Tennessee Titans.
I swear I was listening to an episode of Family Guy. He sounds just like, what is it, Griffin? The dad. It's just like, he sounds
Peter
just like, yeah, Peter. He sounds just like him.
I asked
Nicholas,
like
I'm
him.
Like, God, dude. And he told me, I'm like, yes, he sounds just like him. So there you go.
Well, as soon as I heard him say that, I thought, you are crazy. Because there's no way. I just do not see a way that the Titans could be interested in Lamar Jackson. I see what way they would be interested, but I don't see how it could ever come to fruition. But I don't want to just say, nope, not happening. Mm-hmm. Let's walk through it.
So I will.
I made, okay.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. But let's walk through it. Mm-hmm. I made a checklist for what I think the Titans would have to check, all the boxes they would have to check, in order to be willing to go after Lamar Jackson. I made this list. You please let me know if you think that I forgot anything. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, be willing to pay him the money. It started off as a guaranteed contract, and then Mike Florio reported that, no, he's no longer looking for a fully guaranteed contract, but I think he's looking for at least more than Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray had $190 million guaranteed. I think you would have to guarantee Lamar Jackson probably $200 million over 4 or 5 years. Would the Titans be willing to pay the money? I say no. If you're not going to pay Kevin Byard, Derrick Henry, you're not going to pay Lamar Jackson.
Remember, factor in, it's got to be so much more than the Ravens are willing to match.
That's another thing.
Yeah, you would have to.
If it's just right in there, and that's because that really sounds to me like his market value. Mm-hmm. The Ravens say, hey, guys, thanks for doing the negotiation. Match.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, we'll give you the
thanks
same
for doing
thing
the work.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think all the Ravens are looking for is to find somebody that's not going to guarantee him $240 million.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I don't think that's any it. Team would be willing
but no one's to get, no one's going to do Baltimore that favor.
No.
Yeah.
No. Why would you? They're not helping the Ravens out.
No, they're not going to do
no.
it.
No. So I would say, Willie, that's a very fair point. Whatever the Titans, or whatever it would take to make it even an attractive offer to Lamar Jackson, the Ravens are just going to match it and say, great, okay, that our work is done. So no on the money. Two, be willing to trade the picks. If you think that Lamar Jackson is your quarterback of the future, you can trade two first-round picks for it. I don't think that this Titans team is constructed in a way that they can just willy-nilly throw first-round picks away. I think that those picks are going to be so vital to building this team up moving forward. So if I'm the GM of the Titans, I say no, I'm not willing to trade the picks.
No, two first-round picks. The Jets are not even giving up two first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers, I don't believe.
No. Nope.
And they got to pay him. They would have to pay him the remainder as we sit now, unless, you know, Green Bay takes over some of the contract. But they would have to pay him the remainder of the money that's left on his contract, which is guaranteed. But they're not giving up two first-round draft picks. I just think in this day and age, teams are not willing to give up that much, even if it's that quarterback. Again, besides Patrick Mahomes, y'all can throw up all these other quarterbacks. They ain't won no Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes have. Okay, y'all can throw up Joe Burrow. I love Joe Burrow, you know, but he hadn't won a Super Bowl. I love all these other quarterbacks, Josh Allen, but they hadn't won Super Bowls, okay? So if you hadn't won a Super Bowl, I'm not going to, as good as you are, I'm not going to give up that much and then have to pay you that much. I can do one or the other. Either I can give up the first rounders and not have to pay you as much, which you're not going to like, or I can pay you that much and not give up the picks, which the team is not going to like. So there's not a you're if you are Lamar and the Ravens, both of y'all are in a bad position right here. Because teams are not going to help you. They're not going to work out the contract just for you to come in, like Willie said, and say, thank you, Titans or whoever.
We'll take
here you go, Lamar. We'll take it from here. Teams are not going to do that. And then the Ravens are not willing to give Lamar the guarantee money that he's potentially asking for.
I think it's a brilliant move by the Ravens. There's a reason they went down this road. It doesn't usually happen. And that's why I think the media is all over it. But the reality is the Ravens know that he's going to come back and be their quarterback. It's pretty simple.
Pretty much.
Unless somebody goes bonkers. It does something ridiculous, giving up the two picks.
Cleveland.
And overpaying. That's the only thing. And I think the Ravens will feel better about their relationship with Lamar and say, Lamar, okay, if you think you can go get that Deshaun Watson deal, okay, we'll be – at the end of the day – that is what you think you're worth, and if somebody's willing to pay you that, then that's all right. But we're not willing to do that.
People have to understand.
And at the end of the day, they'll say, Lamar, you tested the market. You didn't get it. Come on back home. We want you, and we'll pay you handsomely.
It has nothing to do with Lamar Jackson. Nothing whatsoever. He's not a bad young man.
No.
He's done everything. He came out and played under that one-year
deal.
They
want him
so
to be their quarterback.
All these people that are trying to sort of, you know, is he a bad guy? No, this is he's far from that.
They
this
want
kid,
him.
This, they love him, but I've been a part of that organization. I understand some of the things that they do. They are going to allow him, which is great. They're going to allow him to test the market. Go ahead. We want you here. But if you feel this is how much you're worth, then go ahead, test the market. It's not saying that we don't want you because we're allowing you to test the market, but go and test the market.
It's a business decision.
Exactly. And see what the market says. And if the market says you are worth X amount of dollars, then okay. It's not that the Ravens don't like them. It's not that this is a unfamiliar practice of the Baltimore Ravens, because it is. This is what they do, whether they love you or not. They allow you, they give the player exactly what they want in a sense. Go and test the market. We want you. Go and test the market and see what the market says. And then come back to us if you want to be here.
I think it's very smart and very well played by the Baltimore Ravens, because they were at a standstill and Lamar Jackson felt disrespected by the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So they said, okay, you think that there's somebody else that's giving you what you want? Go find it. Good luck. And we will be here and we will welcome you back with welcome arms if and when you don't find that contract that you were looking for. So I say if I'm the Titans, no on the money and no on the picks. But I think the biggest and most important question is what we will address coming up next. Plus, I see your phones lining up. We'll are right to those coming up next as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game.
I mean, we're 5 to 6 weeks out from the NFL draft, so you don't expect there to be any seismic movement before that. Maybe the draft sort of, like you said, sorts itself out.
There's a feeling in the league that this will be slow and that it's possible that no offer sheet at all comes because of the dynamics of all you have to do to change your offense, the $200-plus million in guarantees, two first-round picks you got to give up.
Yeah, there was Jeremy Fowler on SportsCenter. He hasn't got an offer sheet, and I think we all agree. I don't think there is going to be one. And if there is going to be one, I would be shocked if the Baltimore Ravens wouldn't be willing to pay more or say, nope, okay, we'll sign you to this deal. We'll go ahead and bring it back.
Well, they don't have to pay more. All they have to do is match it.
Match it, yeah.
So that's why I believe. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not an odds maker, but I would say 90%. Look, I've been watching in the NHL, the restricted free agent, signing of offer sheets. It happens maybe once every 2 or 3 years. Most of the time, it happened with the Predators and Shea Weber. They match the offer, and the end of story. Very rarely does a team not match the offer sheet, and it's usually because it's something crazy that the other team did.
Right.
But most of the time, it's like, well, thanks for doing the negotiation. You know, we'll remember that you did this and tried to pilfer one of our players.
Right.
But we'll match the offer, and we'll talk to you guys later. So I believe, especially with the precedent of the Deshaun Watson, because that's really the sticking point, that nobody will offer him an offer sheet. I'm very confident that's not going to happen. Nobody's going to offer him an offer sheet.
I think teams, because I think if we are believing what we're hearing, that he wants more than Kyler Murray, I think he understands that whole Deshaun Watson thing was just on a planet of his own. So now I think he realizes that no one's getting that contract that Deshaun got. No one is getting that again. I mean, hell, I don't even think Patrick Mahomes, as good as he is, can get that contract. Now, he will get guaranteed money. He's going to be in Kansas City forever until he chooses not to. But to guarantee him 250 plus, I don't think teams are willing. And I think Lamar understands that. So now it's like, okay, I want more than Kyler Murray, which if you look at it, he should get more than Kyler Murray.
I would agree with that.
Kyler Murray shouldn't even have gotten that.
Yeah,
he
shouldn't have gotten that. But I'm not going to – Let me rephrase that.
That's the market.
I'm not going to say he shouldn't have gotten it, but that was probably why they did it. I don't know. Maybe because they were in a situation where it's either him or we got to reset this whole thing.
Right.
Reset this whole thing. So to say he shouldn't have gotten it, when you're out there on that field and you're giving up your body and the injuries that can happen, I'm not going to say you shouldn't get what a team's going to give you. But that contract that they gave him was a tough contract for a lot of teams as they're looking at their quarterback to try to match. They're thinking like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to give him more than what Kyler Murray is making.
That's a fair point. I wouldn't have done
that. Yeah, exactly.
In a million years, I never would have done that. So I think it's, you know, the Ravens are in a good point right now. And I think Lamar, you say you think Lamar understands that he's not going to get the Deshaun money. In the beginning of the negotiations, I don't know if he did understand that, right? I think
he
wanted that. Yeah. And that's why they were at a crossroads. Now that it's been, what, a week? And Lamar's been on the market and he's not getting those offers pouring in to give him $230, $240 million guaranteed. I think now he's understanding that, which kind of aligns with the Mike Florio report that he's saying, okay, no, just kidding. No, I don't actually need all of that money guaranteed, just to see what other offers come in. But I think the most important part of the checklist for the Titans and any other team in the league that would be interested in putting an offer sheet forward for Lamar Jackson, if that even is going to come to fruition, is Lamar Jackson worth it? Mm-hmm. Is Lamar Jackson a good enough quarterback to guarantee that much money? Because I'm saying I wouldn't have done that with Kyler Murray. I wouldn't have done that with Deshaun Watson. For the kind of quarterbacks that they are and the amount of baggage that Deshaun Watson brought with him, I would not have guaranteed that much money.
Yeah,
I don't think Lamar Jackson is a $200 million guaranteed kind of quarterback. He's finished the last 2 years on the bench with an injury. I think he plays a very specific type of system. I would say Lamar, let's say Aaron Rodgers joins the Jets today. Mm-hmm. I think Lamar Jackson might be the fifth best quarterback in the AFC. I can't guarantee you that much money when you're not one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
I mean, hell, there's only 30, it's 32 of them. If you got a top 10, well, you better hold on to them. Because if you don't have that top 10 quarterback, you're going to be looking for it for a long time.
That's why he's going to end up on the Ravens.
Exactly.
That's so why whether, I think so, too.
So whether I, from a talent standpoint, he can throw the football, he can run the football, he can do whatever you want him to do. From what I've seen, he's done exactly what the Ravens have wanted him to do. That's win ball games. He's won, 70% of his ball games as a quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens when he's been underneath center. What more do you want? I mean, he's a winner. What more do you want? No, he hasn't. He's won one playoff game. I get that. But, and I've always said this, and if I'm wrong, correct me. And I said this about Ryan Tannehill. Sometimes a quarterback gets too much praise, and sometimes a quarterback gets too much blame. I don't see a damn person talking about Josh Allen and the money he don't deserve. Josh Allen chokes more now since he's gotten that money than he did before. He's made some bad decisions, but nobody jumps on Josh Allen. Why? I don't understand that. Take Stephon Diggs out of that equation. Before Stephon got there, they were wondering, is he really the quarterback? Everybody. But when Stephon got there, they got him some more weapons. He became Josh Allen. And I like Josh Allen, but he's not a top five quarterback to me. Because of the things he has not done, okay? He has not. This is a team that was supposed, everybody predict would be in a Super Bowl. They were not, and they haven't been. And it's going to be hard for them to get there because they're starting to get older now. And all of that weight now is on Josh Allen's back. He can't do it. Patrick Mahomes can do it. He can't. He needs help. If you surround Lamar Jackson with more weapons. He has a few, but if you get him the weapons that he needs and allow him to just play, you will see more from him as a quarterback than what you have. He's only been in the league 4 years, okay? There are things that you know, we were talking about Trevor Lawrence and how bad he was his first year, and was he worth the pick? All of a sudden, they change coaches, they get him some weapons, and by golly, he looks like the quarterback we thought he was. So why isn't that the case with Lamar Jackson? I don't understand this. This guy is a talent. Is a talent. Every team in the league would love to have a talent like them if you don't have a Patrick Mahomes or a Joe Burrow. Them other quarterbacks, other than Aaron Rodgers, them other quarterbacks ain't doing a damn thing. They haven't. I'm just keeping it real.
He has undeniable talent.
You've said it. It's not. This doesn't have to do with Lamar Jackson.
Exactly.
This is the business part of the game. The Ravens, I don't like them, but they're smart. They're smart. This was the smart move. He's going to end up back with the Ravens. It's that simple.
I think it will happen, too. He'll just end up back with the Ravens.
I think he'll end up back with the Ravens.
150 or $60
million.
They're
just trying to negotiate the best balance of making Lamar Jackson happy with what he gets and getting him for the right market value so they have the resources to build a championship team around him. That's all any team's trying to do.
Yeah, because I think what he has to understand, and I've only seen one, well, now two, but I've only seen prior to Patrick Mahomes, I've only seen one quarterback do this. And maybe Peyton Manning did it to an extent. I don't know. But there's only one quarterback in the last 10 years, 15, 20 years, that has said, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice the dollars because I want to continue to build this team around me. Because I know, yes, I can do it, but it's in order to win a championship, in order to win a Super Bowl, it takes help, a lot of help. Tom Brady was the only guy that says, he deserved $40 or $50 million a year. He deserved it. But what did he do? Nope, don't want it. I want championships. So sign this guy, sign that guy. Bring this guy in. I want this guy. The money will come. If I win championships, the money will come. Tom Brady was the only guy that did that. Patrick Mahomes seemed to be doing it now. because they understand. And I believe Joe Burrow would do it too. That's where Lamar Jackson, he got to realize that, yes, the money is great. And, yes, I want him to get as much money as he possibly can. But if you get as much money as you possibly can, guaranteed, that puts the organization at a gridlock now. That puts them in a stranglehold because they can't build the team that they need to build around you because they're paying you X amount of dollars, which you probably deserve. But in order to win a championship, you got to be able to build the team around the quarterback.
Can't do it by yourself.
You can't do it by yourself. Even the great ones, Tom Brady, couldn't do it by himself.
Let's see what Jonathan Hutton thinks about it. He will join us coming up next. Jonathan Hutton, Outkick 360. Caroline Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.